Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, November 11, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. Pennsylvania's voter lawsuit will prevail, according to Tim Murtaugh, Trump's campaign director. Another failure for the polling industry in North Carolina, and $1 million reward money if you've got information that leads to an arrest and conviction for voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Trump 2020 campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh said in an interview that he believes that the latest lawsuit the campaign filed in Pennsylvania will prevail, even though election lawsuits in other battleground states have been rejected. Murtaugh claimed that Pennsylvania had conducted an unconstitutional election, explaining that depending on where you were in the state and when you voted, you were treated differently. Trump has insisted that ballots have been improperly counted and argued that Joe Biden's claim of victory is premature. Trump vowed that his campaign would continue to file legal challenges in states where Biden was declared a narrow winner. Joe Biden's lead over President Trump in Arizona fell below 15,000 votes as of Monday, but the president is unlikely to stage a successful comeback in the key battleground state. As of Monday night, Biden had a 14,746 vote lead over Trump after the president took a slightly higher percentage of votes in the latest results out of Maricopa County. However, the president received just over 49% of those votes. He would need to secure more than 60% of outstanding ballots statewide to catch up to Biden. Republican Senator Tom Tillis's victory in the North Carolina Senate race marks another failure for the polling industry, whose polls had widely shown that Tillis was trailing his Democratic opponent, Cal Cunningham. Polls showed Cunningham with a variety of leads going into the election. One NBC News poll taken within a week of the election showed Cunningham leading by 10 points. An Emerson poll, concluded October 31st, showed Cunningham up by 3 points. And CNBC and Change Research released a poll just the day before the election showing Tillis was down 4 points. Pollsters have taken criticism after races across the country were much closer than the polls had projected. Coming up, our saint of the day, he's become one of the most familiar and recognizable Christian saints in Western tradition. Quote of the day, the more a man uses moderation in his life, the more he's at peace, for he's not full of cares for many things. Saint Anthony the Great. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news for my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal! And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Sample stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Martin of Tours. St. Martin of Tours was born 316 or 336. He died November 8th of 397. He was the third bishop of Tours, and he's become one of the most familiar and recognizable Christian saints in Western tradition. He was a native of Pannonia, and he converted to Christianity at a very young age. He served in the Roman cavalry in Gaul, but he left military service at some point prior to 361. That's when he embraced Trinitarianism. He was consecrated a bishop of Tours in 371. As bishop, he was active in the suppression of the remnants of Gallo-Roman religion. Some of the accounts of his travels may have been put into history to validate early sites of his cult. He's best known for the account of his using his military sword to cut his cloak in two. He gave half to a beggar clad only in rags in the depth of winter. His cult was revived in French nationalism during the Franco-Prussian War of 1870-1871. As a consequence, he was seen as a patron saint of France during the French Third Republic. The Supreme Court appeared likely Tuesday to uphold the Affordable Care Act for the third time in 8 years, even with the Trump administration urging its elimination before an emboldened conservative majority on the nation's highest court. After upholding the health care law in 2012 and 2015, the court was faced with a new Republican challenge stemming from Congress's elimination in 2017 of the penalty imposed on consumers who refused to buy health insurance. Since the law originally was upheld as a tax, challengers argued it became unconstitutional without one. But even if the mandate to buy insurance has to be struck down, two key justices indicated that the rest of the 906-page law should be able to survive without it. One was Chief Justice John Roberts, who has played the leading role in rescuing the health care law in the past. When Congress repealed the tax penalty in 2017, he said it did not try to strike down the entire law. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick Tuesday said he's offering a reward, not just a small one either. It's up to $1 million for information leading to an arrest and conviction for voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. I support President Trump's efforts to identify voter fraud in the presidential election and his commitment to making sure that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is disqualified. Patrick said in a press release, President Trump's pursuit of voter fraud is not only essential to determine the outcome of this election, it's essential to maintain our democracy and restore faith for future elections. Patrick's office wasn't able to be reached for a comment. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.